Proverbs chapter 21, 21:1. As the divisions of waters, so the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. Whithersoever he will, he shall turn it. 21:2. Every way of a man seemeth right to himself, but the Lord weigheth the hearts. 21:3. To do mercy and judgment pleaseth the Lord more than victims. 21:4. Haughtiness of the eyes is the enlarging of the heart. The lamp of the wicked is sin. 21:5. The thoughts of the industrious always bring forth abundance, but every sluggard is always in want. 21:6. He that gathereth treasures by a lying tongue is vain and foolish, and shall stumble upon the snares of death. 21:7. The robberies of the wicked shall be their downfall, because they would not do judgment. 21:8. The perverse way of a man is strange, but as for him that is pure, his work is right. 21:9. It is better to sit in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman, and in a common house. 21:10. The soul of the wicked desireth evil, he will not have pity on his neighbor. 21:11. When a pestilent man is punished, the little one will be wiser, and if he follow the wise, he will receive knowledge. 21:12. The just considereth seriously the house of the wicked, that he may withdraw the wicked from evil. 21:13. He that stoppeth his ear against the cry of the poor, shall also cry himself, and shall not be heard. 21:14. A secret present quencheth anger, and a gift in the bosom, the greatest wrath. 21:15. It is joy to the just to do judgment, and dread to them that work iniquity. 21:16. A man that shall wander out of the way of doctrine, shall abide in the company of the giants. 21:17. He that loveth good cheer, shall be in want. He that loveth wine, and fat things, shall not be rich. 21:18. The wicked is delivered up for the just, and the unjust for the righteous. 21:19. It is better to dwell in a wilderness, than with a quarrelsome and passionate woman. 21:20. There is a treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the just, and the foolish man shall spend it. 21:21. He that followeth justice and mercy, shall find life, justice, and glory. 21:22. The wise man hath scaled the city of the strong, and hath cast down the strength of the confidence thereof. 21:23. He that keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from distress. 21:24. The proud and the arrogant is called ignorant, who in anger worketh pride. 21:25. Desires kill the slothful, for his hands have refused to work at all. 21:26. He longeth and desireth all the day, but he that is just will give, and will not cease. 21:27. The sacrifices of the wicked are abominable, because they are offered of wickedness. 21:28. The lying witness shall perish. An obedient man shall speak of victory. 21:29. The wicked man impudently hardeneth his face, but he that is righteous correcteth his way. 21:30. There is no wisdom, there is no prudence, there is no counsel against the Lord. 21:31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the Lord giveth safety. Proverbs chapter 22, 22:1. A good name is better than great riches, and good favor is above silver and gold. 22:2. The rich and poor have met one another. The Lord is the maker of them both. 22:3. The prudent man saw the evil, and hid himself. The simple passed on, and suffered loss. 22:4. The fruit of humility is the fear of the Lord, riches and glory and life. 22:5. Arms and swords are in the way of the perverse, but he that keepeth his own soul, departeth far from them. 22:6. It is a proverb, a young man according to his way, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. 22:7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to him that lendeth. 22:8. He that soweth iniquity, shall reap evils, and with the rod of his anger he shall be consumed. 22:9. He that is inclined to mercy, shall be blessed, for of his bread he hath given to the poor. He that maketh presents, shall purchase victory and honor, but he carrieth away the souls of the receivers. 22:10. Cast out the scoffer, and contention shall go out with him, and quarrels and reproaches shall cease. 22:11. He that loveth cleanness of heart, for the grace of his lips shall have the king for his friend. 22:12. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and the words of the unjust are overthrown. 22:13. The slothful man saith, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the midst of the streets. 22:14. The mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit. He whom the Lord is angry with, shall fall into it. 22:15. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction shall drive it away. 22:16. He that oppresseth the poor, to increase his own riches, shall himself give to one that is richer, and shall be in need. 22:17. Incline thy ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply thy heart to my doctrine. 22:18. Which shall be beautiful for thee, if thou keep it in thy bowels, and it shall flow in thy lips. 22:19. That thy trust may be in the Lord, wherefore I have also shewn it to thee this day. 22:20. Behold, I have described it to thee three manner of ways, in thoughts and knowledge. 22:21. That I might shew thee the certainty, and the words of truth, to answer out of these to them that sent thee. 22:22. Do no violence to the poor, because he is poor, and do not oppress the needy in the gate. 22:23. Because the Lord will judge his cause, and will afflict them that have afflicted his soul. 22:24. Be not a friend to an angry man, and do not walk with a furious man. 22:25. Lest perhaps thou learn his ways, and take scandal to thy soul. 22:26. Be not with them that fasten down their hands, and that offer themselves sureties for debts. 22:27. For if thou have not wherewith to restore, what cause is there that he should take the covering from thy bed? 22:28. Pass not beyond the ancient bounds which thy fathers have set. 22:29. Hast thou seen a man swift in his work? He shall stand before kings, and shall not be before those that are obscure. Proverbs chapter 23:23-1. When thou shalt sit to eat with a prince, consider diligently what is set before thy face. 23:2. And put a knife to thy throat, if it be so that thou have thy soul in thy own power. 23:3. Be not desirous of his meats, in which is the bread of deceit. 23:4. Labor not to be rich, but set bounds to thy prudence. 23:5. Lift not up thy eyes to riches which thou canst not have, because they shall make themselves wings like those of an eagle, and shall fly towards heaven. 23:6. Eat not with an envious man, and desire not his meats. 23:7. Because, like a soothsayer and diviner, he thinketh that which he knoweth not. Meat and drink, will he say to thee, and his mind is not with thee. 23:8. The meats which thou hadst eaten, thou shalt vomit up, and shalt lose thy beautiful words. 23:9. Speak not in the ears of fools, because they will despise the instruction of thy speech. 23:10. Touch not the bounds of little ones, and enter not into the field of the fatherless. 23:11. For their near kinsman is strong, and he will judge their cause against thee. 23:12. Let thy heart apply itself to instruction and thy ears to words of knowledge. 23:13. Withhold not correction from a child, for if thou strike him with the rod, he shall not die. 23:14. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and deliver his soul from hell. 23:15. My son, if thy mind be wise, my heart shall rejoice with thee. 23:16. And my reins shall rejoice, when thy lips shall speak what is right. 23:17. Let not thy heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. 23:18. Because thou shalt have hope in the latter end, and thy expectation shall not be taken away. 23:19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thy mind in the way. 23:20. Be not in the feasts of great drinkers, nor in their revelings, who contribute flesh to eat. 23:21. Because they that give themselves to drinking, and that club together, shall be consumed, and drowsiness shall be clothed with rags. 23:22. Hearken to thy father, that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. 23:23. Buy truth, and do not sell wisdom, and instruction, and understanding. 23:24. The father of the just rejoiceth greatly, He that hath begotten a wise son shall have joy in him. 23:25. Let thy father and thy mother be joyful, and let her rejoice that bore thee. 23:26. My son, give me thy heart, and let thy eyes keep my ways. 23:27. For a harlot is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. 23:28. She lieth in wait in the way as a robber, and him whom she shall see in worry, she will kill. 23:29. Who hath woe? Whose father hath woe? Who hath contentions? Who falls into pits? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? 23:30. Surely they that passed their time in wine, and study to drink off their cups. 23:31. Look not upon the wine when it is yellow, when the color thereof shineth in the glass. It goeth in pleasantly. 23:32. But in the end, it will bite like a snake, and will spread abroad poison like a basilisk. 23:33. Thy eyes shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. 23:34. And thou shalt be as one sleeping in the midst of the sea, and as a pilot fast asleep when the stern is lost. 23:35. And thou shalt say, they have beaten me, but I was not sensible of pain. They drew me, and I felt not. When shall I awake and find wine again? Proverbs chapter 24. 24:1. Seek not to be like evil men, neither desire to be with them. 24:2. Because their mind studieth robberies, and their lips speak deceits. 24:3. By wisdom the house shall be built, and by prudence it shall be strengthened. 24:4. By instruction the storerooms shall be filled with all precious and most beautiful wealth. 24:5. A wise man is strong, and a knowing man, stout and valiant. 24:6. Because war is managed by due ordering, and there shall be safety where there are many counsels. 24:7. Wisdom is too high for a fool. In the gate he shall not open his mouth. 24:8. He that deviseth to do evils shall be called a fool. 24:9. The thought of a fool is sin, and the detractor is the abomination of men. 24:10. If thou lose hope, being weary in the day of distress, thy strength shall be diminished. 24:11. Deliver them that are led to death, and those that are drawn to death, forbear not to deliver. 24:12. If thou say, I have not strength enough, he that seeth into the heart, he understandeth, and nothing deceiveth the keeper of thy soul, and he shall render to a man according to his works. 24:13. Eat honey, my son, because it is good, and the honeycomb most sweet to thy throat. 24:14. So also is the doctrine of wisdom to thy soul, which when thou hast found, thou shalt have hope in the end, and thy hope shall not perish. 24:15. Lie not in wait, nor seek after wickedness in the house of the just, nor spoil his rest. 24:16. For a just man shall fall 7 times, and shall rise again, but the wicked shall fall down into evil. 24:17. When thy enemy shall fall, be not glad, and in his ruin let not thy heart rejoice. 24:18. Lest the Lord see, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. 24:19. Contend not with the wicked, nor seek to be like the ungodly. 24:20. For evil men have no hope of things to come, and the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. 24:21. My son, fear the Lord, and the king, and have nothing to do with detractors. 24:22. For their destruction shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of both? 24:23. These things also to the wise, it is not good to have respect to persons in judgment. 24:24. They that say to the wicked man, thou art just, shall be cursed by the people, and the tribes shall abhor them. 24:25. They that rebuke him shall be praised, and a blessing shall come upon them. 24:26. He shall kiss the lips, who answereth right words. 24:27. Prepare thy work without, and diligently till thy ground, that afterward thou mayest build thy house. 24:28. Be not witness without cause against thy neighbor, and deceive not any man with thy lips. 24:29. Say not, I will do to him as he hath done to me. I will render to every one according to his work. 24:30. I passed by the field of the slothful man, and by the vineyard of the foolish man. 24:31. And behold, it was all filled with nettles, and thorns had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall was broken down. 24:32. Which when I had seen, I laid it up in my heart, and by the example I received instruction. 24:33. Thou wilt sleep a little, said I, thou wilt slumber a little, thou wilt fold thy hands a little to rest. 24:34. And poverty shall come to thee as a runner, and beggary as an armed man. Proverbs chapter 25. 25:1. These are also parables of Solomon, which the men of Ezechias, king of Judah, copied out. 25:2. It is the glory of God to conceal the word, and the glory of kings to search out the speech. 25:3. The heaven above and the earth beneath, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. 25:4. Take away the rust from silver, and there shall come forth a most pure vessel. 25:5. Take away wickedness from the face of the king, and his throne shall be established with justice. 25:6. Appear not glorious before the king, and stand not in the place of great men. 25:7. For it is better that it should be said to thee, come up hither, than that thou shouldst be humbled before the prince. 25:8. The things which thy eyes have seen, utter not hastily in a quarrel, lest afterward thou mayest not be able to make amends, when thou hast dishonored thy friend. 25:9. Treat thy cause with thy friend, and discover not the secret to a stranger. 25:10. Lest he insult over thee, when he hath heard it, and cease not to upbraid thee. Grace and friendship deliver a man. Keep these for thyself, lest thou fall under reproach. 25:11. To speak a word in due time, is like apples of gold on beds of silver. 25:12. As an earring of gold in a bright pearl, so is he that reproveth the wise, and the obedient hear. 25:13. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to him that sent him, for he refresheth his soul. 25:14. As clouds, and wind, when no rain followeth, so is the man that boasteth, and doth not fulfill his promises. 25:15. By patience a prince shall be appeased, and a soft tongue shall break hardness. 25:16. Thou hast found honey, eat what is sufficient for thee, lest being glutted therewith thou vomit it up. 25:17. Withdraw thy foot from the house of thy neighbor, lest having his fill he hate thee. 25:18. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor, is like a dart and a sword and a sharp arrow. 25:19. To trust in an unfaithful man in the time of trouble, is like a rotten tooth, and weary foot. 25:20. And one that loseth his garment in cold weather, as vinegar upon nitre, so is he that singeth songs to a very evil heart. As a moth doth by a garment, and the worm by the wood, so the sadness of a man consumeth the heart. 25:21. If thy enemy be hungry, give him to eat. If he thirst, give him water to drink. 25:22. For thou shalt heap hot coals upon his head, and the Lord will reward thee. 25:23. The north wind driveth away rain, as doth a sad countenance a backbiting tongue. 25:24. It is better to sit in a corner of the housetop, than with a brawling woodman, and in a common house. 25:25. As cold water to a thirsty soul, so are good tidings from a far country. 25:26. A just man falling down before the wicked, is as a fountain troubled with a foot in a corrupted spring. 25:27. As it is not good for a man to eat much honey, so he that is a searcher of majesty shall be overwhelmed by glory. Majesty, viz., of God, for to search into that incomprehensible majesty, and to pretend to sound the depths of the wisdom of God, is exposing our weak understanding to be blinded with an excess of light and glory, which it cannot comprehend. 25:28. As a city that lieth open and is not compassed with walls, so is a man that cannot refrain his own spirit in speaking. Proverbs chapter 26. 26:1. As snow in summer, and rain in harvest, so glory is not seemly for a fool. 26:2. As a bird flying to other places, and a sparrow going here or there, so a curse uttered without cause shall come upon a man, as a bird, etc. The meaning is, that a curse uttered without cause shall do no harm to the person that is cursed, but will return upon him that curseth. as whithersoever a bird flies, it returns to its own nest. 26:3. A whip for a horse, and a snaffle for an ass, and a rod for the back of fools. 26:4. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be made like him. Answer not a fool, etc. Viz., so as to imitate him, but only so as to reprove his folly. 26:5. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he imagine himself to be wise. 26:6. He that sendeth words by a foolish messenger, is lame of feet and drinketh iniquity. 26:7. As a lame man hath fair legs in fame, so a parable is unseemly in the mouth of fools. 26:8. As he that casteth a stone into the heap of mercury, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. 26:9. As if a thorn should grow in the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. 26:10. Judgment determineth causes, and he that putteth a fool to silence, appeaseth anger. 26:11. As a dog that returneth to his vomit, so is the fool that repeateth his folly. 26:12. Hast thou seen a man wise in his own conceit? There shall be more hope of a fool than of him. 26:13. The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, and a lioness in the roads. 26:14. As the door turneth upon its hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. 26:15. The slothful hideth his hand under his armpit, and it grieveth him to turn it to his mouth. 26:16. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that speak sentences. 26:17. As he that taketh a dog by the ears, so is he that passeth by in anger, and meddleth with another man's quarrel. 26:18. As he is guilty that shooteth arrows, and lances unto death. 26:19. So is the man that heardeth his friend deceitfully, and when he is taken, saith, I did it in jest. 26:20. When the wood faileth, the fire shall go out, and when the talebearer is taken away, contention shall cease. 26:21. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so an angry man stirreth up strife. 26:22. The words of a talebearer are as it were simple, but they reach to the innermost parts of the belly. 26:23. Swelling lips joined with a corrupt heart are like an earthen vessel adorned with silver dross. 26:24. An enemy is known by his lips, when in his heart he entertaineth deceit. 26:25. When he shall speak low, trust him not, because there are seven mischiefs in his heart. 26:26. He that covereth hatred deceitfully, his malice shall be laid open in the public assembly. 26:27. He that diggeth a pit, shall fall into it, and he that rolleth a stone, it shall return to him. 26:28. A deceitful tongue loveth not truth, and a slippery mouth worketh ruin. Proverbs chapter 27. 27:1. Boast not for tomorrow, for thou knowest not what the day to come may bring forth. 27:2. Let another praise thee, and not thy own mouth. A stranger, and not thy own lips. 27:3. A stone is heavy, and sand weighty, but the anger of a fool is heavier than them both. 27:4. Anger hath no mercy, nor fury, when it breaketh forth, and who can bear the violence of one provoked? 27:5. Open rebuke is better than hidden love. 27:6. Better are the wounds of a friend than the deceitful kisses of an enemy. 27:7. A soul that is full shall tread upon the honeycomb, and a soul that is hungry shall take even bitter for sweet. 27:8. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that leaveth his place. 27:9. Ointment and perfumes rejoice the heart, and the good counsels of a friend are sweet to the soul. 27:10. Thy own friend, and thy father's friend, forsake not, and go not into thy brother's house in the day of thy affliction. Better is a neighbor that is near than a brother afar off. 27:11. Study wisdom, my son, and make my heart joyful, that thou mayest give an answer to him that reproacheth. 27:12. The prudent man seeing evil hideth himself. Little ones passing on have suffered losses. 27:13. Take away his garment that hath been surety for a stranger, and take from him a pledge for strangers. 27:14. He that blesseth his neighbor with a loud voice, rising in the night, shall be like to him that curseth. 27:15. Ruth's dropping through in a cold day, and a contentious woman are alike. 27:16. He that retaineth her is as he that would hold the wind, and shall call the oil of his right hand. 27:17. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. 27:18. He that keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, and he that is the keeper of his master shall be glorified. 27:19. As the faces of them that look therein shine in the water, so the hearts of men are laid open to the wise. 27:20. Hell and destruction are never filled, so the eyes of men are never satisfied. 27:21. As silver is tried in the fining pot, and gold in the furnace, so a man is tried by the mouth of him that praiseth. The heart of the wicked seeketh after evils, but the righteous heart seeketh after knowledge. 27:22. Though thou shouldst brave fool in the mortar, as when a pestle striketh upon sodden barley, his folly would not be taken from him. 27:23. Be diligent to know the countenance of thy cattle, and consider thy own flocks. 27:24. For thou shalt not always have power, but a crown shall be given to generation and generation. 27:25. The meadows are open, and the green herbs have appeared, and the hay is gathered out of the mountains. 27:26. Lambs are for thy clothing, and kids for the price of the field. 27:27. Let the milk of the goats be enough for thy food, and for the necessities of thy house, and for maintenance for thy handmaids. Proverbs chapter 28. 28:1. The wicked man fleeth, when no man pursueth, but the just, bold as a lion, shall be without dread. 28:2. For the sins of the land many are the princes thereof, and for the wisdom of a man, and the knowledge of those things that are said, the life of the prince shall be prolonged. 28:3. A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a violent shower, which bringeth a famine. 28:4. They that forsake the law praise the wicked man. They that keep it are incensed against him. 28:5. Evil men think not on judgment, but they that seek after the Lord take notice of all things. 28:6. Better is the poor man walking in his simplicity than the rich in crooked ways. 28:7. He that keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that feedeth gluttons shameth his father. 28:8. He that heapeth together riches by usury and loan gathereth them for him that will be bountiful to the poor. 28:9. He that turneth away his ears from hearing the law, his prayer shall be an abomination. 28:10. He that deceiveth the just in a wicked way shall fall in his own destruction, and the upright shall possess his goods. 28:11. The rich man seemeth to himself wise, but the poor man that is prudent shall search him out. 28:12. In the joy of the just there is great glory. When the wicked reign, men are ruined. 28:13. He that hideth his sins shall not prosper, but he that shall confess and forsake them shall obtain mercy. 28:14. Blessed is the man that is always fearful, but he that is hardened in mind shall fall into evil. 28:15. As a roaring lion and a hungry bear, so is a wicked prince over the poor people. 28:16. A prince void of prudence shall oppress many by calumny, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. 28:17. A man that doth violence to the blood of a person, if he flee even to the pit, no man will stay him. 28:18. He that walketh uprightly shall be saved. He that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. 28:19. He that tilleth his ground shall be filled with bread, but he that followeth idleness shall be filled with poverty. 28:20. A faithful man shall be much praised, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. 28:21. He that hath respect to a person in judgment doth not well. Such a man even for a morsel of bread forsaketh the truth. 28:22. A man that maketh haste to be rich and envieth others is ignorant that poverty shall come upon him. 28:23. He that rebuketh a man shall afterward find favor with him, more than he that by a flattering tongue deceiveth him. 28:24. He that stealeth anything from his father or from his mother and saith, "This is no sin," is the partner of a murderer. 28:25. He that boasteth and puffeth up himself stirreth up quarrels. But he that trusteth in the Lord shall be healed. 28:26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But he that walketh wisely, he shall be saved. 28:27. He that giveth to the poor shall not want. He that despiseth his entreaty shall suffer indigence. 28:28. When the wicked rise up, men shall hide themselves. When they perish, the just shall be multiplied. Proverbs chapter 29:29-1. The man that with a stiff neck despiseth him that reproveth him shall suddenly be destroyed, and health shall not follow him. 29:2. When just men increase, the people shall rejoice. When the wicked shall bear rule, the people shall mourn. 29:3. A man that loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father, but he that maintaineth harlots shall squander away his substance. 29:4. A just king setteth up a land, a covetous man shall destroy it. 29:5. A man that speaketh to his friend with flattering and dissembling words spreadeth a net for his feet. 29:6. A snare shall entangle the wicked man when he sinneth, and the just shall praise and rejoice. 29:7. The just taketh notice of the cause of the poor. The wicked is void of knowledge. 29:8. Corrupt men bring a city to ruin, but wise men turn away wrath. 29:9. If a wise man contend with a fool, whether he be angry or laugh, he shall find no rest. 29:10. Bloodthirsty men hate the upright, but just men seek his soul. 29:11. A fool uttereth all his mind, a wise man deferreth and keepeth it till afterwards. 29:12. A prince that gladly heareth lying words hath all his servants wicked. 29:13. The poor man and the creditor have met one another. The Lord is the enlightener of them both. 29:14. The king that judgeth the poor in truth, his throne shall be established forever. 29:15. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but the child that is left to his own will bringeth his mother to shame. 29:16. When the wicked are multiplied, crimes shall be multiplied, but the just shall see their downfall. 29:17. Instruct thy son and he shall refresh thee, and shall give delight to thy soul. 29:18. When prophecy shall fail, the people shall be scattered abroad, but he that keepeth the law is blessed. 29:19. A slave will not be corrected by words, because he understandeth what thou sayest, and will not answer. 29:20. Hast thou seen a man hasty to speak? Folly is rather to be looked for than his amendment. 29:21. He that nourisheth his servant delicately from his childhood, afterwards shall find him stubborn. 29:22. A passionate man provoketh quarrels, and he that is easily stirred up to wrath shall be more prone to sin. 29:23. Humiliation followeth the proud, and glory shall uphold the humble of spirit. 29:24. He that is partaker with the thieves hateth his own soul. He heareth one putting him to his oath, and discovereth not. 29:25. He that feareth man shall quickly fall. He that trusteth in the Lord shall be set on high. 29:26. Many seek the face of the prince, but the judgment of every one cometh forth from the Lord. 29:27. The just abhor a wicked man, and the wicked loathe them that are in the right way. The son that keepeth the word shall be free from destruction. Proverbs chapter 30. The wise man thinketh humbly of himself, his prayer and sentiments upon certain virtues and vices. 30:1. The words of Gatherer the son of Vometer, the vision which the man spoke, with whom God is, and who being strengthened by God, abiding with him, said, Gatherer, etc. Or, as it is in the Latin, congregants the son of Fomens. The Latin interpreter has given us in this place the signification of the Hebrew names, instead of the names themselves, which are in the Hebrew, Agur the son of Jacob. But whether this Agur be the same person as Solomon, as many think, or a different person, whose doctrine was adopted by Solomon, and inserted among his parables or proverbs, is uncertain. 30:2. I am the most foolish of men, and the wisdom of men is not with me. 30:3. I have not learned wisdom, and have not known the science of saints. 30:4. Who hath ascended up into heaven, and descended? Who hath held the wind in his hands? Who hath bound up the waters together as in a garment? Who hath raised up all the borders of the earth? What is his name, and what is the name of his son, if thou knowest? 30:5. Every word of God is fire tried. He is a buckler to them that hope in him. Is fire tried. That is, most pure, like gold purified by fire. 30:6. Add not anything to his words, lest thou be reproved and found a liar. 30:7. Two things I have asked of thee, deny them not to me before I die. 30:8. Remove far from me vanity, and lying words. Give me neither beggary, nor riches. Give me only the necessaries of life. 30:9. Lest perhaps being filled, I should be tempted to deny, and say, Who is the Lord? Or being compelled by poverty, I should steal, and forswear the name of my God. 30:10. Accuse not a servant to his master, lest he curse thee, and thou fall. 30:11. There is a generation that curseth their father, and doth not bless their mother. 30:12. A generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet are not washed from their filthiness. 30:13. A generation, whose eyes are lofty, and their eyelids lifted up on high. 30:14. A generation that 4 teeth hath swords, and grindeth with their jaw teeth, to devour the needy from off the earth, and the poor from among men. 30:15. The horse leet hath 2 daughters that say, Bring, bring. There are 3 things that never are satisfied, and the 4th never saith, It is enough. The horse leech, concupiscence, which hath 2 daughters that are never satisfied, viz., lust and avarice. 30:16. Hell in the mouth of the womb, and the earth which is not satisfied with water, and the fire never saith, It is enough. 30:17. The eye that mocketh at his father, and that despiseth the labor of his mother in bearing him, let the ravens of the brooks pick it out, and the young eagles eat it. 30:18. 3 things are hard to me, and the 4th I am utterly ignorant of. 30:19. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man in youth. 30:20. Such also is the way of an adulterous woman, who eateth and wipeth her mouth, and saith, I have done no evil. 30:21. By 3 things the earth is disturbed, and the 4th it cannot bear. 30:22. By a slave when he reigneth, by a fool when he is filled with meat. 30:23. By odious woman when she is married, and by a bondwoman when she is heir to her mistress. 30:24. There are 4 very little things of the earth, and they are wiser than the wise. 30:25. The ants, the feeble people, which provide themselves food in the harvest. 30:26. The rabbit, a weak people, which maketh its bed in the rock. 30:27. The locust hath no king, yet they all go out by their bands. 30:28. The stellio supporteth itself on hands, and dwelleth in kings' houses. The stellio, a kind of house lizard marked with spots like stars, from whence it has its name. 30:29. There are 3 things, which go well, and the 4th that walketh happily. 30:30. A lion, the strongest of beasts, who hath no fear of anything he meeteth. 30:31. A cock girded about the loins, and a ram, and a king, whom none can resist. 30:32. There is that hath appeared a fool after he was lifted up on high. For if he had understood, he would have laid his hand upon his mouth. 30:33. And he that strongly squeezeth the paps to bring out milk, straineth out butter. And he that violently bloweth his nose, bringeth out blood. And he that provoketh wrath, bringeth forth strife.